the Lord some brothers and sisters that had positive reaction to our message last Sunday.
我们很恳切的迫切的要求弟兄姊妹有各样的消各样资料的回归。
We earnestly seek after your feedback.
有一位弟兄写信给我告诉我说他愿意听见一些关于孝敬父母的信息。
One brother wrote that he wants to listen to messages regarding how we can be obedient to our parents.
我想到了时候我们会讲这样的信息。
I think when the time comes, we will preach on this topic.
我想弟兄姊妹们应该不断地把你们各方面的意见交换给我们。
We'd like you to continually exchange ideas with us.
今天人和人中间最大的问题是沟通的问题。
The biggest problem today among men is communication.
沟通不仅需要时间
，communication not only requires time，
但是时间并不表示自动会带进沟通
，but time doesn't automatically guarantees communication。
沟通需要舍己
，communication takes giving up yourself。
沟通需要我们在神面前有真诚的学习
，communication takes true learning before God。
所以我相信我们应该全体教会。在这里在这方面更注意
I believe then the whole church should pay more attention to this point
很多的问题都是基本上因为沟通上有困难
Many problems start from the basic problem of communication
所以交通这个字 fellowship 这个字
Therefore the word fellowship
在圣经里面实在是神儿女中间最宝贝的一件事情
It's the most precious thing in the Bible
我希望我们弟兄姊妹们在这方面有具体的学习。
I hope we can all learn concretely on this point.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们用书信或者用电话或者当面把我们对于 在神面前属灵的需要都交通出来。
I hope you can tell me your needs through calling or writing.
教会是为了服侍神的儿女。
The church is there to serve the children of God.
侍奉组的人传道人也是为了服侍神的儿女。
And the preacher or the servant of God is also here to serve children of God.
我们都是为了侍奉神。
We're all here to serve God.
今天早晨我要有一个很特别的报告。
This morning I have a very special report.
就是宣告葛培里弟兄在七月里面要来这里参加聚会。
I am announcing Billy Graham's meeting here in July.
这个消息其实不是新的消息。
This news is actually not new.
但是那一天当我们和几位弟兄们一起参加他们华人全体教会总动员参会的时候
But a while back when we attended the Chinese
organization
luncheon
圣约翰牧师就说了一句很特别的话
Johnson Pastor Johnson said one thing very interesting
他是去年在温哥华那里聚会的是他们整个 Crusade 中间很重要一位负责的弟兄。
He was in charge in the meeting in Vancouver last year.
他说他这样告诉他们教会的弟兄姊妹们。
He said this to the church.
不是我们去参加葛培里的布道大会。
It's not that we are going to attend Billy Graham's Crusade.
是我们教会请他来做我们的讲员。
But our church is inviting him as the speaker.
我们要传福音请他来做特别聚会的讲员。
We're preaching the gospel, he is the speaker.
这句话我听了非常有同感。
I had...the same feeling when I heard this.
并且很有里面很有各式各样的味道。
I also had a very interesting reaction inside.
因为在15年以前我从前在一个很小的地方在那里聚会。
About 15 years ago, I was worshiping in a small church.
还在读书的时候那里有几位弟兄我们对福音大有热心。
While I was going to college, we had a few people who were quite interested in the gospel.
有一位信吴的弟兄就非常热心他说我们真是想传福音我们没有很好的讲员让我们请葛培里来。
One brother was very zealous. He says, let's invite Billy Graham as the speaker.
那时我们都很幼稚二三十岁是二十几岁不到三十岁各种想法非常天真。
At that time, we were very childish. We had very naive thoughts.
我们说好他就决定写信。
So he decided to write a letter.
他写一封信给Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
He wrote a letter to Billy Graham.
你知道被葛培里名望很大你只要写这样的地址就收得到信。
All you have to do is write down his name and the state and it will get to him.
但是他回信来了。
But his letter actually returned.
他说亲爱的吴弟兄。
He said, Dear Brother Wu.
非常谢谢你来信邀请。
Thank you for inviting me.
但是我们想你们那一个城太小。
But I think your city is too small.
也许葛培里牧师来到这里传福音不是最好的人选。
Maybe Billy Graham is not the best choice for
也许你们应该在附近寻找有各样福音恩赐的人。
Maybe you should find someone with the gifts nearby.
谢谢你在福音上面热心。
Thank you for your zealous in the gospel.
我们吴弟兄收了这封信非常生气。
Our brother Wu was quite upset receiving this letter.
明明你是拒绝我们。
He said, you're refusing our invitation.
而且这么大牌说是地方太小，你们请小一点讲员。
And you think our place is too small for you.
其实他们是很客气讲一句话。
Actually, they said it very courteously.
等到这次我参加葛培里聚会，他们的组织工作就明白了。
And now I understand after attending the organization meeting.
因为他们的聚会并不是葛培里一个人在那里讲道而已。
In their meeting, Billy Graham is not the only speaker.
实在，为什么他们会来加州讲道？
The reason why they came to the California.
一开始有差不多150个教会，他们同时觉得有福音的需要。
It's because there were 150 churches feeling the need for the gospel.
所以他们联合写信给他，请他来传福音。
So they wrote a letter together to Billy Graham.
所以你想，我们那时候一个弟兄一个传查经班要请葛培来传福音，不太容易。
And imagine that time only one brother and one small group wanted to invite him.
啊，我们很天真。
We were quite naive.
另外，自己当我蒙召侍奉主的时候。
And also when I was first called to serve the Lord,
我也很希望去参加葛培里的布道会。
I also wanted to attend Billy Graham crusade.
我也想在里面侍奉。
I also wanted to serve in that crusade.
因为我看见那一个唱诗的 Beverly Shea.
Because I saw the hymn leader Beverly Shea.
我想她年纪大了，有一天她会退休。
I thought she's getting old. Maybe she'll retire.
He's getting old.
Maybe he will retire one day.
Yeah.所以我就想去。
So I wanted to go.
但很感谢主没有让我去啊。
Thank the Lord, I didn't go.
这一次他来到这里的时候，我就想，我们应当具体的和他配合。
So I thought we should cooperate with him this time.
等到我进入他们的侍奉，在他们工作里的时候，我就发现很多事情。
After I entered into working with them, I noticed many things.
他们这个布道会，葛培里牧师，他们布道会为什么成功的原因。
The reason for the success of their crusade
有许多具体的事情
is based on many concrete things.
当然第一个最要紧是所有在那里工作的人员都是为了同一个意向单纯的目标就是要传福音。
Of course, first, they all had the same vision to spread the gospel.
葛培林牧师讲一句很有意思的话。
Billy Graham said something very interesting.
他说我发现神的儿女最容易合一的点就是在福音上面。
He said, one point the children of God work really together is the gospel.
因为在福音上面每一个神的儿女从神生的都有那个负担。
Everyone that's born of God has the same burden to preach the gospel.
我们明白神的救恩在我们身上所发生的果效。
We understand how the gospel has worked in us.
我们就愿意别人也接受。
And we're willing to share this with others.
虽然有些时候这个负担好像隐藏起来。
Although sometimes this burden is hidden.
有时候隐这个负担封闭了起来。
Or this burden has been closed up.
甚至有些时候还冰冻起来的。
Or it might be even frozen.
但是你给他一点时间让他慢慢的化解。
But give it some time to be defrosted.
上一点火让他慢慢心窝热起来。
Warm it up with a fire.
每一个神的儿女最里面都是愿意福音广传。
Every child of God has this burden to spread the gospel.
所以他们最重要的目的就是那一个专一的负担。
Therefore their goal is this burden.
葛培里牧师说一句话。
Billy Graham said one thing.
他说我们布道会的工作。
He said, our work in the gospel
is
not preaching our own names,
而是愿意借着这个组织、这个方法
but through this method, this organization,
到各地去传福音
to preach the gospel in many places,
直接间接的影响教会有复兴
directly or indirectly revive churches.
他说我们最大的盼望就是因为我们传福音我们在这鼓励传福音
Our greatest hope is that through our encouragement of the gospel,
也间接训练各地的教会也都有福音的负担
We can also indirectly train the churches to have this burden.
并且因为参加这个聚会
And because in joining this meeting,
学会了怎么样实际的传福音
they can learn how to preach the gospel.
他们最强的点是在组织上面
Their strongest point is organization.
所以有很多很多训练的工作
And they have many training sessions.
孙燕汉牧师就告诉我们，我们教会得到最大的好处，还不是那十天参加福音聚会而已。
And
Reverend
Johnson also told me,
他们教会最大的好处还不仅仅十天参加了福音。
The best in attending this church is not in the time.
No, 最大的好处不在于参加十天聚会而已。
The best thing is not that they attended the meeting for 10 days.
而是事前事后那个福音的训练和福音的持续。
But because of the training they received before and after those 10 days of meeting.
温哥华他们去年十月里面传福音的。
In Vancouver, it took place in October last year.
但是事前事后一直到现在他们教会里还很兴旺福音的火一个月传一次福音。
But afterwards, they still had the revival fire.
弟兄姊妹不断地把人带到教会里面来。
Brothers and sisters continually bringing people to the church.
那么我在他们中间一起侍奉，我觉得这一个观念实在是今天我们教会需要的。
In serving with them, I think this is what we need today in this church.
格佩里布道会最成功的两件事情，在训练方面是两件事情。
In the success of Graham's crusade, there are two important things in training.
一个是训练那些辅导员、陪谈的人。
辅导员
counselor.
First, they train the counselors.
就是说当每次聚完会之后有很多人心里受感动到前面来要接受主的时候
After each meeting when people are moved to go forward to accept Christ
他们就有很多人跟着一起出来
Many would follow them
他们就一个对一个的和他们谈福音的问题
One on one they would preach to them the gospel
帮助他们祷告
They help them to pray
确定叫他们知道福音的真理是什么
To teach them to be assured what the gospel is
第二个就是他们所谓安德烈领人归主的行动。
Second is their Andrew operation.
Operation Andrew.
Operation Andrew.
这是今天我们要在这里和弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is what we like to share with you today.
所以从整个局面来看，他们聚会所以成功的原因，是因为懂得分工合作。
Overall, then the reason they succeeded is they know how to delegate their work.
他们很格培利牧师很谦卑的说，他们已经二十五年来三十年来证明。
Billy Graham said humbly, over 35 years, it's been proven.
他说葛佩里的名字不会吸引一个人来。
That Billy Graham, the name doesn't attract anyone.
你光是在报上登海报，今天我们教会里也有一张海报登在贴在那里。
You can send out flyers about Billy Graham.
不会有人来。
No one will come.
每一个人来都是有人带他来的。
Every person come as a result of others leading them.
差不多十个人中间，十个听福音的朋友里面，九个半都是有人带来的。
Out of 10 who came, 9 were led by others.
所以你看他们基本的工作是每一个神的儿女到了各地都是产生福音的心而火热。
Therefore, the basic work is done by the brothers and sisters.
其实这一个观念在我们一开始信主的时候每个人里面都有福音的火。
Actually, this concept, the fire of gospel is in each person.
但是我们没有很少彼此鼓励。
But we seldom encourage each other.
所以等到传了一段时间福音以后发现我带来的人别人也不知道也没有得救他又不来了。
And we noticed people whom we brought, no one would encourage them and they stopped coming.
他们不来我们也慢慢灰心了。
If they don't come, we also feel discouraged.
所以今天早晨我们要再求主点燃我们里面爱灵魂的火。
We therefore ask the Lord to again light the fire of the gospel in us.
我们看一看约翰福音几节经文叫我们明白福音的能力。
Let's look at a few verses in the Gospel of John to understand the power of the Gospel.
请我们先看约翰福音第一章。
Let's first look at John chapter 1.
第40节和42节。
Verse 40 and 42.
孩子我们弟兄姊妹们打开圣经我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
约翰福音第一章40节开始。
John 1:40.
请听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人。一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈他先找着自己的哥哥西门对他说我们遇见弥赛亚了弥赛亚翻出来就是基督于是领他去见耶稣耶稣看见他说你是约翰的儿子西门你要称为基法基法翻出来就是彼得很多人都知道彼得
Many know about Peter
在使徒里面他是头一号
He's first in the apostles.
但是他的兄弟安德烈很多人不太清楚。
But his brother Andrew is unknown to many.
而从约翰福音第一章里面叫我们看见，先得救的是安德烈。
And we see in 1 John that Andrew was saved first.
而带彼得来听福音的就是他的弟弟安德烈。
And the brother Andrew was a person who brought Peter to Jesus.
所以今天他们约翰叫做安德烈运动，安德烈领人归主行动。
That's why we have the Operation Andrew.
我们就是要把人带到神的面前来。
We want to lead others before God.
我们再读一下，约翰福音第四章。
Let's go to John chapter 4.
这是一个故事，其实这故事本身很简单。
Let's read it together from verse 1 to verse 42 about a story.
我们读了以后就不需要太多的解释了。
We don't have to explain about the story after we read it together.
听我们一起来读。里面我们看见有一个主角那个撒玛利亚妇人
We see the main character in this story, the Samaritan woman.
她在那个城里面 做了非常大的工作
She did a great work in that city.
她把许许多多人带到主耶稣面前来
She brought many before Lord Jesus.
在我们刚才读这两个故事里面都发现一件事情
In these two stories, we notice one thing.
就是 这个撒玛利亚妇人和安德烈都是亲自遇见耶稣基督。
That the Samaritan woman and Andrew both met Jesus personally.
知道他是弥赛亚。
They knew that he was Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，什么人能够把主耶稣把朋友带到耶稣面前来呢
？What kind of a person can lead their friends to Jesus?
什么人才有资格来传福音给别人呢
？Who is qualified to preach the gospel to others?
很简单，只有一个条件。
Very simple, there's one qualification.
就是知道耶稣基督是救主。
He who knows that Jesus is the Savior.
就是这个原因。
And for this reason.
常常我们觉得我们对主耶稣认识太少。
Often we think we know very little about Jesus.
啊，并且我们好像生活也没有什么见证。
And we don't have any testimony in our lives.
我们真理的知识都不清楚。
We're not clear about the truth.
人家问起问题来，我们不能回答出来。
We can't answer questions when others ask.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都不是理由。
These are not excuses.
因为正好从我们读的经文里面就看出来这些事情。
Because we can see these things in the scriptures we just read.
当安德烈要带人来信耶稣，带他的弟兄来的时候。
When Andrew was leading others to Jesus.
当他把他的朋友带来的时候。
When he was leading his friends to Jesus.
他也遇见一个人叫做他一个朋友，那个他们有一个朋友叫做拿单叶。
They had a friend named Nathaniel.
拿单叶说拿他了还能出什么好东西呢
Nathaniel says nothing good can come from
菲利也好彼得也好安德烈也好他们没有跟他辩论
Philip or Andrew no one argued with him
只是告诉他说什么
But they told him one thing
你来看
Come and see
你来看
Come and see
因为信道是从听道来的
Because believing comes from hearing the word of God
听道是从听耶稣的话来的
And hearing comes from hearing the word of Jesus
葛培里的布道会这么多人，这么大一个聚会。
Billy Graham Crusade is such a big meeting.
若是没有听见那个信息，
If no,
不会得救。
Without hearing the message, no one can be saved.
所以领人归主其实最简单一件事情，虽然我们没有很多的知识。
Therefore, it's a very simple thing to lead others to Christ.
正好趁着有一布道家来的时候，我们把人带去就行了。
We lead others when there's a great evangelist here.
但是你知道，你请人的时候要有相当大的说服力。
But you need to persuade the other person when you invite him.
如果你对于自己所接受的耶稣基督也没有把握
If you're not sure about the person you believe, Jesus.
你如果对于主耶稣基督没有把握
If you're not sure about the salvation of Jesus.
你没有和他面对面认识
If you don't know him face to face.
你从来不知道在祷告里面你所接受在信心里面的应许
If you never know about the promises in praying.
那我想这一个请人来是会打了相当的折扣
Then I don't think you can very effectively invite others.
你们认识陈仲辉牧师。
You all know Pastor Chan.
这次我有机会跟他坐在一起两三天。
This time I spent 2 to 3 days with him.
他就告诉我他最大的长处是什么。
He told me about his best point.
他说我是最好的推销员。
He says I'm a best
salesman.
但
是我只能推销我相信的产品。
But I can only sell something that I believe.
假如我自己不相信，我就没有办法推销。
If I don't believe in this product, I cannot sell it.
弟兄姊妹，其实最好的推销员就是那些相信他自己产品的人。
So the best salesman is the one who believes in what he's selling.
就是某一面的意思来说，今天我们都是为了福音做推销员的。
And similarly, we're also selling the gospel today.
我们越认识主耶稣基督，越知道他的救恩。
The more we know Jesus, the more we know salvation.
越知道他的恩典，越知道他的赦免。
The more we know about his forgiveness and grace.
越知道在他里面的平安，在他里面的喜乐。
The more we know about the inner peace and joy.
越知道像我们刚才诗班所唱的，何等的朋友，我们的主耶稣，我们到他的面前来。
And the more we know about what a friend we have in Jesus.
那我们所有的那些推销的力量就更加具体。
And then what we're selling, we have more.Strength in selling it.
我记得在我自己还没有蒙召在学校里的时候
I remember before I was called while in college.
那时候有一段时间差不多最后在学校里面8个月到1年的时间我每天传福音
I was preaching the gospel for 8 months to a year.
人看我好像是疯狂一样
People think I was crazy.
每天我把时间分出来半个钟头到一个钟头的时间去传福音
Daily I set apart half an hour to an hour to preach the gospel.
其实我没有什么能力
Actually I wasn't very able.
但是许多人信主
But many believed the Lord.
为什么呢
Why?
我也没有怎么训练。
I didn't go through much training.
我只看过一本小小的书。
I only read a little booklet.
这本书叫做 Personal and Art, The Art of Personal Witnessing.
The book was called The Art of Personal Witnessing.
就是说个人传福音的艺术。
And it talks about
the technique.
It talks about the techniques in personal evangelism.
就看了这本小小的书一共只有8课。
I only read this little book with 8 lessons.
我胆子很大就去传福音。
Then I went out boldly to preach the gospel. Because I believed whatever is said in the Bible. I knew for sure that Jesus died for me on the cross. I know that because I believe Jesus forgave all my sins. I know for sure if I didn't believe at that time.
No, 我不幸身故, unfortunately I died.
I knew if I died unfortunately at the time.
我知道我去哪里。
I knew where I was going.
我知道我立刻要回到耶稣基督的怀抱。
I knew I was going into the bosom of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我有这样确定的把握。
I had that assurance.
那时候有很多人问各种各样奇怪的问题。
Many asked me strange questions at the time.
我不一定能回答。
I didn't answer everyone.
但是我知道我信的是谁。
But I know whom I believe.
也深信他能保守我所教导他的，直到那日。
I also believe he can carry me until that day.
有人问我说：“你们说相信耶稣基督？”
Some ask me, "You say you believe in Jesus."
他是完全公义，没有罪的。
He's all just. He's without sin.
他真正是能赦免人的罪。
He can forgive other sins.
因为他亲身担当了人的罪。
Because he bore the sins of us.
但是耶稣只是一个人呢。
But Jesus is only one person.
他是一个人，他信他，他的他能够赦免别人的罪。
One man can forgive the sins of others.
只有一个呀。
But he's only one person.
你轮不到你了。
You don't have a turn.
因为主耶稣不过是一个人嘛。
Because Jesus is only one person.
当然那时候我没有读到罗马书第五章，我不晓得说圣经里说罪从一个人入了世界。
Because I didn't read about in Romans chapter 5 that sin entered the world through one person.
死就从罪而来的。
And death came from sin.
我没有读到罗马书第五章告诉我们是因着一个人的顺服，众人都被称义。
I didn't know through one person's obedience all were justified.
所以我们在那想不出怎么回答来。
So I didn't know how to answer at the time.
但是主给我恩典，主给我机智。
But the Lord gave me
wisdom
at the time.
我就想起我小时候看见一个童话，小孩的故事。
I remember I read a story when I was small.
在一片草原里焚烧的时候。
When the wilderness was on fire.
那个人不能逃命，来不及逃命。
A person couldn't escape from the fire.
所以他就在他前面点起一片火来。
So he lit the fire right before him.
让那个火从他前面烧过去。
He let the fire burn before him.
他就留在那个焦的地方。
And he remained where it had burned already.
无论后面的火多大罪来，都不能烧灭他。
No matter how great the fire was, the fire couldn't consume him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那时候我就明白，如果我们站在一个地位是接受耶稣基督已经代替我们受了审判。
Then I understood if I stand in a place where Jesus has already bore the judgment for me,
就不能再受定罪。
Then I cannot be condemned again.
但是如果你不肯站在那已烧焦的地方。
But if you are not willing to stand where it's been burnt already.
你认为草原很大，你各地可以自由地跑。
You think you can run wherever you want.
你认为我可以逃得比那个火的力量还快。
You think you can run faster than the fire.
那你只好靠自己力量拼命奔跑。
Then you can run on your own strength.
也许你能逃脱，也许你不能逃脱。
Maybe you can escape or maybe you cannot.
你毫无把握。
You're not sure.
当然我们没有一个人可以说一定怎么样，一定那样。
Of course, no one can say, I know for sure.
所以只有主耶稣叫我们看见那一个救恩是确定的。
Only Jesus allows us to see salvation is for sure.
我知道当我站在那个已经烧过的焦土上面。
I knew when I stood on the dirt that was burned already.
因为所有一切可焚烧的都已经焚烧了。
All that could be burned was burned already.
就不需要再受焚烧。
Then I don't have to be burned again.
弟兄姊妹们，那时候我们传福音就常常有这样一些很巧妙的例子。
So I often use these interesting examples in preaching the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就是要叫人看见主耶稣基督就行了。
When we preach the gospel, we allow others to see Jesus.
安德烈是这样领他的哥哥来信主的。
Andrew led his brother to Christ in such a way.
那个撒玛利亚夫人亲自遇见耶稣。
The Samaritan woman met Jesus personally.
她知道他是弥赛亚。
She knew that he was Messiah.
因为他把他心里一切事情都说出来了。
Because Jesus said everything that was in her heart.
他心里那么虚空痛苦，什么都没有盼望。
She had no hope at all.
所以他以为他能够在世界上自己找满足。
Therefore, she was looking for satisfaction in the world.
他从前有五个丈夫，现在有的并不是他丈夫。
She had five husbands before, and now the one she has is not her husband.
他到处换来换去，寻找他人生的目的。
She wandered around looking for a purpose in life.
这样的人心里十分痛苦。
Such a person is living suffering.
但是主耶稣话那么有恩典的说。
But Jesus said with grace to her.
他说父神来寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
He said, Father God is seeking those who worship in spirit and truth.
他对撒玛利亚夫人说，因为拜神的要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
He said, when you worship God, you worship in truth and spirit.
父要寻找这样的人。
Father is looking for such people.
所以亲爱的朋友们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣看人的眼光和我们不一样。
Therefore, the way Jesus looks at us is different from how we look at others.
我们可能看见这些人啊，他又有财产，又有儿女，又身体健康，什么事情都很好。
We might see people with property and children and everything are going well.
他们人生的工作已经尽了，现在到美国来退休来享福了。
They have finished working their retiring in this country.
或者他在这里做很好的工作，有非常好的职业，早出晚归。
Or they have very good professions.
好像生活充满了目的。
Seems like their life is filled with purposes.
有些人经过许多的战乱，现在好不容易在那边安息喘一口气，觉得非常满意。
And some have gone through suffering, they have settled here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，常常我们觉得他们没有福音的需要。
Often we feel they don't have the need of a gospel.
我们为什么会信耶稣？因为我们信了，我们信了嘛。
Why do we believe then? Because we have believed.
因为我们忘记从前我们心灵担重担又痛苦不能满足的光景。
We have forgotten how we had a heavy burden, how we had the need.
主耶稣已经真正满足我们的心。
Jesus has already satisfied our hearts.
当然我们生活不是一帆风顺。
Of course our life is not smooth all the way.
可是我们知道怎样去祷告主。
But we know how to pray to the Lord.
所以我们忘记了还有许许多多心灵痛苦担重担的人。
We forgot there are many others who are suffering.
他看起来很好。
They seem okay.
而且他也不愿意把痛苦告诉我们。
And they are not willing to share their suffering with us.
可是事实上，他心里许多的痛苦，只有主耶稣知道。
But only Jesus knows what kind of pain they are going through.
如同主耶稣看见撒玛利亚夫人心里面虚空一样。
Just as Jesus saw the emptiness in the Samaritan woman.
他说：“你喝了世上所赐的水，还要再渴。”
He said, "You drink the water of this world, you shall be thirsty again."
但是你喝了我所赐给你的水，就永远不渴。
But if you drink my water, you shall never be thirsty again.
而且这个水要在你这里面涌出来，一直涌到永生。
This water will spring out into eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣所看情形跟我们看的眼光不同。
Jesus sees things differently from us.
但是撒玛利亚夫人接受这件事情。
But the Samaritan woman accepted this.
她到城里面把所有的事情告诉别人。
She went into the city and told everyone about it.
我想她很知道在人的痛苦里面的情形。
I think she understood the suffering of people.
因为她刚刚才得了解救。
Because she was just delivered.
哦，弟兄姊妹，是不是我们做基督徒做太久，忘记别人的需要了？
Have we been Christians for too long? We forgot about others' needs.
回想我们从前在没有神的日子里面。
Think back to the days when we were without God.
从前回想我们不认识主的时候。
Think back when we didn't know God.
我们和他们一样过放荡无度的日子。
We also lived in this world in worldly ways.
也一点没有觉得奇怪。
We didn't feel different.
我们和世人没有两样，他们做什么，我们也做什么。
We were the same as the world, doing same things.
他们说的话，我们也说。
What they say, we said.
他们看的戏，我们也看。
Whatever they see, we see.
他们怎样花费，我们一样花费。
How they spend their money, we did it similarly.
弟兄姊妹，是不是你忘记了？
Have you forgotten?
Oh, 常常我们忘记我们从前的光景。
We often forget what we were.
所以我们不记得主耶稣的恩典。
So we don't remember the grace of Jesus.
因为我们忘记我们自己的情形，我们不愿意记得。
Because we forgot or we don't want to remember.
我们也不能看见别人的需要。
Neither can we see the needs of others.
好像我们故意把我们的眼睛遮起来，不要看见他们的需要。他们是不信主的，让他们去吧。
We might be purposely folding our eyes so we don't see others' needs.
你知道在约翰福音第五章里面有一个人病了38年。
A man was sick for 38 years in John chapter 5.
在那个毕士大池旁边一直等候有机会到水里去因为人告诉他说这个水一动的时候进去病就好了。
He was waiting by the pool of Bethesda because when the water was stirred, if you step in, you will be healed.
可是他因为自己不能行动他是瘫子。
But he was a lame person, so he couldn't move.
哪里能够先比人家先跑到池子里呢
?How could he step into the pool before others?
他就一直在那毕士大旁边等。
So he kept on waiting by the pool.
他病了38年我不晓得他等了多久。
He was sick for 38 years, I don't know how long he has waited.
但他的抱怨是说没有人带我进去。
But he complained, no one let me into the pool.
没有人把我放进去。
No one placed me in the pool.
弟兄姊妹我们看不见别人需要。
Brothers and sisters, we don't see others' needs.
在这个世界旁边，在我们周围，正有许多的人，他们从心的深处喊出没有声音的哭泣。
There are many who are calling out for help around us.
喊不出来，不知道怎么喊法。
They don't even know how to call out.
也不知道他的痛苦在哪里。
And they don't know how they are suffering.
也不知道他的沮丧在哪里。
And they don't know why they are hurt.
哦，但愿神叫我们恢复在我们刚刚得救的时候对于别人灵魂的敏感。
May God restore the sensitivity we had toward others when we were first saved.
我们自己的亲人。
Our own relatives.
我记得很清楚，有一件事情发生在我亲戚家里。
I remember one thing happened among my relatives.
那是我刚刚蒙召回到台湾去。
When I was first called, I went back to Taiwan.
去看看我的父母。
To visit my parents.
我有一个表亲，经过一件非常大家庭的痛苦。
I had a relative who went through great suffering.
他的太太离开他。
His wife left him.
那时候我听见那件事情，非常难过。
I was suffering with him.
因为我的表亲比我年纪没有大多少。
Because he was not much older than I am.
并且他是一个他在海军里面。
Passed away my younger brother and we lived.
我弟弟也正好去跟妈妈睡，爸爸妈妈睡。
So my younger brother slept with my parents.
后来他结婚了。
Later he got married.
我听见他遭受这样痛苦的打击。
When I heard the attacks he received.
心里真是难过。
I felt sorry for him.
那时候我妈妈就建议说向他传福音去。
My mother suggested that I preach the gospel to him.
弟兄姊妹，在我们亲友中间许多的人有需要。
Many of our relatives have needs.
在我们朋友中间，在我们每天同事的接触的范围里面。
And in our friends, our co-workers.
有多少人是心灵担重担。
Many are with heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我现在问你哪一个人常常你脑筋里想起他有福音的需要，你知道有没有呢？
If I ask you, do you have a person who often has the need for the gospel? Do you have one?
如果你立刻能回答，
If you can answer right away,
这就是主把你放，主把他放在你的心里。
This is a person whom the Lord has placed in your heart.
如果你不能回答，
If you cannot answer,
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord forgive us.
不是我在定弟兄姊妹的罪，
I'm not condemning you.
而是说我们忘记了福音的需要。
But we have forgotten the need of the gospel.
一定有需要的。
There must be a need.
一定有人的。
There must be a person.
神把你放在这么多人中间，我不相信，我不相信你所有认识的朋友都是基督徒。
I don't believe all your friends are Christians already.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
亲爱的朋友们
，and friends，
你心中有没有对人福音灵魂有负担呢
？Do you have a burden for the souls of others？
安德烈的什么叫安德烈行动呢
？What is the Operation Andrew？
就是把你的负担化成行动。
You change your burden into action。
不是请葛培里来替你传道。
You don't invite Billy Graham to preach for you。
是你用他，借着他，利用他来向你的亲友传福音。
But through him, you preach to your relatives and friends。
这是你的行动。
This is your action。
你要把你所关心的朋友名字记下来。
You need to remember those friends whom you care。
为他祷告。
Pray for them。
真正的关心他。
Truly care about them.
和他做朋友。
Make friends with them.
带他来聚会。
Bring them to the meeting.
带他来到福音聚会里面。
Bring them into gospel meetings.
一直把他带到得救。
And take them into salvation.
一直把他带到教会里面。
Into the church.
一直叫他受浸。
Until they are baptized.
继续和他做朋友。
And make friends with them continually.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫安德烈行动
？So what is the Operation Andrew?
安德烈行动就是我们每一个人都能够把我们心里爱灵魂的负担化作行动。
It is every person would.Put our burdens into action.
我那天听 Hansen 讲一件事情，我很高兴。
I heard Brother Hansen telling me one thing the other day.
因为有一次他曾经带我去钓鱼。
We went fishing together one day.
我不会钓鱼。
Brother Chow doesn't know how to fish.
我钓到现在没有，不过一个手可以摆满的鱼。
All the fish I caught can fit into one palm.
Wow, five fingers. 但是那天有一位洛先生一起去钓鱼。
But we had a Mr. Low with us that day.
我那天听说，有一天我听说，哎，张老弟兄开始对他的朋友有负担。
And I heard that
Mr.
Hansen's dad had a burden toward this friend.
开始跟他传福音。
And he started preaching to this friend.
不光是去跟他一起钓鱼。
Not only did they go fishing together.
亲爱的朋友们，这个名字应当在你安德烈行动里面第一个写下来。
Then this name should appear.As in your Operation Andrew.
我们今天在聚会里面是发了各个弟兄姊妹都手里发到一些单子。
We have handed out some sheets out to you today.
当中有一张卡片。
There's one card inside.
请大家看一看。
Let's look at it.
看中文的弟兄姊妹，我请你们先做一件事情。
If you're reading the Chinese version, please do one thing first.
在第六行那里，
On the sixth line,
前面这个领人赴会是葛培里布大会的重要工作之一，其目的就是借着每一位热心积极基督徒带领未信主及不去教会的人来参加。日子错了，是7月19号到28号，请弟兄姊妹现在就改一改。请每一位都拿出笔来，若是没有笔，教会的座椅前面有笔。这个错误怎么来的呢？这个错误是因为去年在温哥华的聚会是这个日子。
Because the meeting in Vancouver was held on these dates.
不用翻英文，这个跟英文没有关系。他们把这个东西改印的时候，曾经有一张条子贴在上面，把日子贴掉，改上我们的日子。但是因为换来换去交给人印的时候，最后印的人是个不认识中文的人，他就把条子弄丢了，也不晓得就印出来了。不过底下英文的日子是对的。
The English date is correct.
July 19 to 28, 1985. 请弟兄姊妹改好以后就翻过来看。
Let's turn to the other side.
今天我要求弟兄姊妹做一件事情。
I ask you to do one thing today.
请每一位弟兄姊妹手里拿的卡片都要做一件事情。
Every person who has a card, please do this.
这个卡片你不需要交回来的。
You don't have to hand this card back.
但是我希望你每天都带着这个卡片。
But I hope you carry this card with you daily.
现在我要请弟兄姊妹们花一点时间想一想。
Spend a little time now and think.
写一个名字。
Write down one name.
你先写下头一个名字。
Write down one name first.
你心里有负担，愿意他来信主的。
You have the burden for this person, for him to believe in the Lord.
我和弟兄姊妹一样也做这件事情。
I'm also doing the same thing.
请每一位在主的面前非常严肃地写下你所关心的朋友的名字。
Please very solemnly before the Lord write down one name.
我请求大家这样做。
I'm asking you to do this.
你每天记得为他祷告。
Please remember to pray for him daily.
你每一天找机会和他培养切实的友谊。
Spend time daily to look for opportunity to establish friendship.
鼓励他们。
Encourage them.
用话语，用行动鼓励他们。
In words and actions, encourage them.
叫他们真正知道你关心他们。
So they know that you truly care about them.
然后到那一天的时候，我们要请他去参加福音聚会。
And on that day, we will invite them to the crusade.
也许你现在只写下一个名字。
Maybe you have written down only one name.
也许你现在只有一个人负担。
Or you have only have the burden for one person.
你不要着急。
Don't worry.
我们还有大概三个月的时间。
We have 3 more months.
在这个三个月里面，你什么时候想起你心中关心的人的名字
？Over the 3 months, whenever you think about a name,
你把它写下来。
Write it down.
你继续为他祷告。
Continue to pray for that person.
弟兄姊妹们，神听我们的祷告。
God listens to our prayer.
而且我知道，如果你确实的为一个人祷告
，And I know when you truly pray for a person,
你没有法子不爱他。
You have to love him.
亲爱的朋友们，不是你爱他才为他祷告的。
You don't pray for him because you love him.
你祷告了，你才会真正有爱。
When you pray for him, you start to love that person.
当你为他祷告的时候，神会把他的情形放在你的面前。
When you pray for that person, God places that person's condition before you.
你好像面对面天天看见他一样。
You're like seeing him daily.
而且你好像能看到他心里的需要。
You can also see the needs in his heart.
因为神必会把他的情形放在你的面前，叫你继续为他祷告。
Because God will place his needs before you, so you can pray for him continually.
我相信你，当你确实为他祷告的时候，你会很多事情你没有想到的，神会显明给你看。
I believe when you pray for him, many things you have not seen before will be shown to you by God.
不是用我们的眼睛来看他有什么缺点。
We don't use our own eyes to see his shortcomings.
而是神会把他的灵放在我们里面，提醒你关于他的需要。
But God will place His Spirit in us to remind us of His needs.
你就具体地为他祷告。
Then you can pray for that person concretely.
你就切实地为他祷告。
You can pray for him actively.
你不要灰心。
Don't feel disappointed.
因为很多时候，可能你为他祷告，开始祷告的时候，事情发生越来越不好。
Adverse things may happen after you pray for him.
甚至有一地方你觉得不能跟他讲话。
Or you may not even be able to talk to him.
很多时候我越祷告，他好像离开主越远。
Sometimes when the more I pray for him, the further away he is from the Lord.
不要急。
Don't worry.
不要急。
Don't worry.
一直为他祷告。
Keep praying for him.
祷告会改变他的心。
Prayer can change his heart.
祷告能够把他整个扭转过来。
Prayer can change things around.
祷告会产生机会。
Prayer will create opportunities.
祷告中间神会给你智慧。
In prayer, God gives you wisdom.
神会给你话语。
God will give you words.
哦，那个流泪撒种的一定要欢呼收割。
Those who cried during sowing will reap the harvest.
欢呼的收割。
There will be a joyful harvest.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹们把这卡片你天天带在身上。
So please carry this card with you daily.
你在神面前认真。神就认真了。
If you're serious before God, God is also serious.
你在神的面前认真，你的朋友就认真了。
And when you're serious, your friends are serious.
神会做工的。
God will work.
也许有些不是还没有信主，是没有来聚会的，不参加教会的。
Maybe there are believers who are not attending the meetings.
有很多人不聚会，有各种不同的原因。
Many do not come to the meetings for different reasons.
但是我知道，当他参加福音聚会，他心里面向着福音的火点燃起来之后。
But when they attend the gospel meeting, when the fire of the gospel is lit again,
当他里面重新被主复兴的时候,
when they are revived again by the Lord,
很多的问题他就不计较,
many questions will not bother him
很多
难
处anymore. 他根本可以越过,
he can cross over many difficulties.
让我这样说, 教会里发生的事情加起来不止五块钱。
Let me say that the things that have happened here add up more than $5.
No, less than five, 不止, 不止, not worth $5.
The things that happen in this church is not worth $5.
各个教会里的难处加在一起也不过五十块钱。
And all the difficulties of the church is adding not more than $50.
不外乎人和人中间的摩擦。
It's all due to the friction between men.
不外乎各式各样的误会。
And misunderstandings.
不外乎各式各样的流言。Rumors.
And rumors.
加起来不到五十块钱。
They don't add up more than $50.
主耶稣无价之宝。
Lord Jesus is our priceless treasure.
他的生命这样珍贵。
His life is such treasure.
为我们舍命，为我们流血。
He gave up his life and bled for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然有人不来聚会。
So maybe some do not come to meet.
不要紧，你带他去，带他去，去格培里的聚会。
You take them to the Billy Graham crusade.
你相信神会叫他里面复兴起来。
And believe that God will revive them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们真正的侍奉。
This is our true service to God.
这是我们在神面前最尊贵的侍奉。
This is our most precious service before God.
用我们的双膝，用我们的心灵来侍奉。
Using our knees and our spirit to serve God.
你说那也许我写的名字跟别人写的名字一样，怎么办？
You might say I'm writing down the same name another person did.
不要紧。
No problem.
没有问题。
Don't worry.
假如本来他需要五十次祷告会信主的。
If he needed 50 prayers to believe the Lord.
那两个人加起来不是二十五次就可以了。
And two people praying for him, you only need to pray 25 times.
所以神会做工。
And God will work.
也许你感谢主，将来一看，十个人都得救了。
You may thank the Lord later on that 10 people are all saved.
你会有信心。
You will have more faith.
你会更多的为别人祷告。
And you will pray more for others.
这是一种操练。
This is a practice.
这是我们信心上的操练。
This is a practicing faith.
弟兄姊妹，我认为葛培里聚会是个最好的机会。
I believe the Billy Graham Crusade is the best opportunity.
因为可能你平常你的同学是美国人。
Because maybe your friends are Americans.
你说带他来中国教会，他不习惯。
They don't want to come to a Chinese church.
没有问题，你为他祷告。
No problem, you pray for them.
那个葛培里聚会是各式各样的人都在。
All kinds of people go to the Billy Graham Crusade.
我告诉弟兄姊妹们一件最好的消息。
And also, I can tell you a good news.
就是光会听国语的弟兄姊妹们，光会听或者一种语言的，不会听英文的。
If you can only understand one language, not English.
葛培里的聚会里面分出一万两千位置，专门给各国的人听的。
Billy Graham has
12,000
seats for those who do not understand English.
我告诉你们最好的位置。
And I tell you about the best seats.
最最好面对的葛培里。
They face Billy Graham.
在楼上那一排。
Right upstairs.
在 Angel Stadium, 就在这里的体育场。
Right in Angel Stadium.
所以如果你有些朋友们他只能听一种语言或者不管会听哪种语言。
So if you have friends who do not understand English,
你都可以带他来。
Bring them.
你的中国朋友、外国朋友讲墨西哥话的、讲韩国话的、讲日本话你都能请。
Whatever they speak, you invite them.
不管他用什么语言
No matter what they speak
这里葛培里聚会翻译十种语言
Billy Graham interprets his message into 10 languages
每个人都有个耳机
Every person have a set of hearing aids
关于这些细则我要请以后请陈正弟兄负责联络负责安排负责策划
Peter Chan will be making the arrangements
我们教会真正是要得着这一个福音的力量
We want to receive this power in preaching the gospel.
求主在这些日子里面，
May the Lord in these days
叫我们眼目定睛在他的身上。
Help us to fix our eyes on him.
我们就是专心为了传福音。
We concentrate on preaching the gospel.
如果主许可，
If the Lord permits,
我里面也是得着福音的负担，真是要传福音。
I also have a burden inside to preach the gospel.
上礼拜五我去宣道会，去Silver Lake 那里的宣道会传福音。
Last Friday, I went to Silver Lake to preach.
我心里非常喜乐。
I was very joyful.
他们那里弟兄姊妹也开始在福音上操练。
Brothers and sisters there have started working in the gospel.
他们有五个团契合在一起。
They have five fellowships joining together.
加起来有一百多人，一百人左右聚会。
There's more than 100 people meeting.
那天我们传了信息以后，就有三个人立刻表示愿意接受主。
And after the service that day, we had three people accepting the Lord.
后来我问那里的牧师，大概有多少听福音的朋友？
He asked the pastor there, how many are there?
他告诉我
，how many gospel friends?
大概有八个或者十个。
He said about 8 to 10 gospel friends.
那我想把十分之一的人来听福音。
So I thought about 1/10 of the gospel friends.
其实我心里想，也许我们真正动员起来，我们能请福音的朋友的能力，不止十个人请一个。
I think when we really work together, we can
不止十个人请一个，会请更多的人来。
We can invite more than just 1 to 10.
Billy Graham Crusade 他们的比例是大概十个人，他们不晓得有多少人是就是说他们信主人才有记录，没有信的没有记录。
Billy Graham only has records for the believers.
但是他们估计每三个人有一个人是听福音的。
But they estimate out of every three, there is one gospel friend.
而弟兄姊妹们所花的福音上的代价。
And the price people pray for the gospel.
神不会叫我们神不会不纪念。
God will not remember.
神会因着我们在他面前的忠心而行动而做工。
God will work because of our faithfulness.
让我们从每一个人开始。
Let's start from the individual.
刚才我说过，葛佩利的聚会有很好的组织。
I just said the Billy Graham meeting has a great organization.
非常强的分工。
They have very strong organization.
差不多每一个能够预料发生的事情都想过了。
They have thought about everything that can happen.
好像他们是盼望没有一件意外的事情。
They do not expect any accidents.
Any unexpected.
They do not expect any unexpectable.
当然我知道还是会有各种没有想到的事情发生。
But I know the unexpected will happen.
我说过他们有很好的组织，他们很好的系统。
I said they have a very good system, very good organization.
但是基本上还是每一个人在那里做事。
Basically, the individual works.
你不要相信那个组织那么大一定很好。
Don't believe in the organization itself.
若是没有每一个个人在那里服侍，在那里做他该做的那一份。
Without the individuals doing his or her part,
整个组织都瘫痪了。
The organization will not work.
那我们这些安德烈行动的人
，and these Operation Andrew people,
就是最基本的人
，are the most basic elements.
我相信弟兄姊妹们，我盼望弟兄姊妹我们一同在这里同心的做这件事情。
I hope that we can work on this together.
但有一天我们在神的面前得了奖赏。
One day we'll be rewarded before God.
但有一天我们在神的面前欢喜快乐。
One day we'll rejoice before God.
路加福音第十五章说，若是有一个人悔改，天上也是这样欢喜快乐，为他欢喜快乐。
Luke 15 says, if one turns around, the heavens will rejoice with him.
不止天上欢喜，地上也一样欢喜。
Not only the heaven, also the earth.
而且谁花了更多的代价，谁就更欢喜。
Whoever paid more price, whoever will rejoice more.
求主叫我们心中对于福音有真实的负担。
May the Lord place a true burden in our heart.
我再说，请你把他带到主的面前来。
Again, please bring the person before the Lord.
不仅为他来聚会祷告，为他接受主祷告。
Not only pray for him coming to the meeting, but for his salvation.
我们再过一些日子还要讲怎么样做个人的收果子的工作。
We will also preach on how to reap the harvest.
今天我们没有时间。
We don't have time today.
大家看里面有一张灰颜色的单张。
There's a gray leaflet inside.
请你把它填上报名单，请你填上。把它撕下来交给我。
Please fill out the registration form and hand it to me.
或者交给任何一位 usher.
Or to any of the ushers.
或者交给陈正弟兄。
Or to Peter Chan.
这个截止日期是5月11号。
The registration deadline is the 11th of May.
所以我们还有一点时间。
We still have some time.
请弟兄姊妹继续祷告。
Please continue to pray.
我希望弟兄姊妹每个人都写下你自己的名字，写下你要为他祷告的名字。
I hope every person writes down the names.
切实地做。
And do it.
弟兄姊妹们，切实地做。
Actually do it.
这是安德烈的行动，不是安德烈的思想。
This is the actions of Andrew, not the thoughts of Andrew.
安德烈行动是就要有行动。
Operation Andrew requires action.
写是一个行动。
Writing it down is one action.
祷告是一个行动。
Praying is another action.
做他的朋友是个行动。
To be his friends is an action.
带他来聚会是个行动。
Bring him to the meeting is an action.
帮助他接受主是个行动。
Helping him to Christ is an action.
每一件事情都是个行动。
Everything is an action.